Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins fires to first and picks off Clark. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive towards first. Evans catches it and steps on first to double up Sandberg. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Woods moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Mike Chris now pitching. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. Sandberg moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Sandberg scores. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing right field. Scott Thompson now playing left field. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Mike Chris. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May scores. It's 7-1, Cubs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Youngblood moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Youngblood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rennie Martin now pitching. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Malley moves to second. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to third. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Mike Vail pinch hits for Rennie Martin. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Calvert now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Say takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards the mound. Hernandez catches it and throws to first to double up O'Malley. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.